Have you gone through this?
Are you awake? Are you awake? Are you awake?
You keep digging me in the ribs for.
Are you awake?
I'm awake now. Who could sleep through all this?
Shh.
What's up?
Shh.
What's the matter with you? There's only you speaking.
I can hear somebody moving about downstairs.
Yeah, Bulba.
Shh. Listen.
I am.
Shh.
Allow me, I'll breathe in a minute.
Will you get up?
Get up?
Yes, get up.
What for?
Somebody downstairs.
Well, what do you want me to do? Make him a cup of tea?
Shh. I can hear something thumping.
Yes, it's my heart. Will you let me get some sleep now? Good night.
Wake up. He's there again.
Oh, have I got to have this all night? Where's my slippers? Right. I'll settle this once and for all. Has the reading lamp gone now? Now, see. I'll prove it to you. There's nobody in the wardrobe. Right? And there's nobody under the bed. Right? There's nobody out here on the landing. I'll put the light on in the bathroom, if it'll make you any happier. Nobody there. Now we'll start downstairs. There's nobody in the lounge. Nobody in the dining room. There's nobody in the kitchen. Oh, what's that?
It's all right, it's me.
What, you silly beggar? What do you want to creep up behind me for? But let's be sensible. Unless you get a proper night's rest, apart from the fact you can't get up in the morning, you've got to face a day's work. And it's not funny. And if you close your eyes for a few seconds on the bus when you're travelling to work, the cheerful, slap-happy bus conductor will come and interrupt you. Couldn't you murder him?
You've got to have heart. Am I the man, the man, the man? Hello, Dolly. This is me, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back in Devonport. Holy Rose.
Right, let's have you. Plenty of room on top. You up, love? Do we go over the canal bridge? We're in for hell of a ducking if we don't.
Hurry along, please. Come on, missus. You're going to have us booked for parking. Hold tight now.
Walk tall, and look the world riding. Walk tall, whoo!
Keep forgetting the duck there.
Don't dig it. Who's not paid? Anybody paid twice?
I lift my heart in Wolverhampton.
Hey, Sleeping Beauty.
Have I to book your single or do you want bed and breakfast? I say, you were driving him home last night, weren't you? Hey! Well, it beats me how you slept right through it. The way he's been jamming his brakes on, it's a wonder you've not finished up in his cab.
Clay Street, Pat!
Yes, lady. Two threepennies. Not with that going, madam. We can see where you've been for your holidays. Yes, I know they look like sixpences, but you'll need to wait for a bus to Barcelona for that.
Hold tight now!
Will you take that dog on top, sir?
Thank you.
I don't know. Stuck with it. I say he stood with it under the stairs yesterday morning and cancelled all my workman's returns. Now, where were we?
Right, sir.
Right, sir. Where to? Well, would you believe it? He's fast asleep again.
Hey! Wakey, wakey!
They're wasting the time with those egg adverts. There's one here going to work on a sleeping pill. Hey, Superman. Remember me? I don't know how far you're going. We've only to do two more stops and we turn back.
Hey, don't keep nodding off.
I can see you've not had a sunshine breakfast. Nay, I've heard of tired blood, but yours has got his pyjamas on. I'll just have to let him have his sleep out. And if he's not waking by the time I get back to the depot, he can have a job as an inspector.
Your ticket!
There's only one thing to do in that case. Hello? Hello? Are you the lady who checks my coupon? Honey, I think you'll know me. I'm the one who puts a cross where it says I don't want any publicity when I've won. Hello? Hello? Have you got my coupon there? Pardon? You'll know which is mine, because where it says total steak, you'll find gravy. Just a minute.
She said she wants to know my address. Shall I tell her I'm still living with your mother? Only we don't want them calling round with 75,000 when she's in. You know how she stuffed things in drawers? Then she forgets where she's put them.
Hello? Hello? No, I wouldn't have bothered you, only I can't remember whether I put Everton to draw at home or Burnley to draw away. No, that's what makes it difficult. They're both playing each other. Only you'll find a 2 against Cardiff that looks like a 1. Well, will you remember when you're checking it? It's supposed to be a cross. Hello? Can you tell me if I put United down for a draw? Only I wouldn't put them down for win because I know the goalkeeper. He lives just across from me. Only he's got a draft under his front door. He can't even stop that. Yes. Yes. Yes, I firmed it 2 from 3 with any 4 from 6, 148 times. Yes, I've sent me postal order for 1 and 9. Just a minute.
She said she hopes we've won something because it'll cost a fortune to pay them what we owe them.
Have you brought your bed?
Pardon?
I say, the rate this doctor's going on, we're all going to be reported missing. Right game, this is. I say, it's no use at all in this. I only came in with backache. I've been sat here long enough to catch measles. Is that right, Florrie? Florrie, wake up, she'll tell you. He's got one in that surgery now. If he said 99 once, he said it 100 times. I wouldn't care, but I know for a fact he's only come for a bottle for his dad. Ridiculous, this is. I can't see you getting in there tonight. Well, wait up for yourself. There's all these over here. These two down in that corner. Right down this side, along that wall, up to that lady with the green hat. Then there's us. And you're after that bus conductor with a black eye. And if you want to try jumping the queue, ask him. He hadn't got that when he came in. I bet you've suffered.
Pardon?
I say, have you always been that funny colour? I don't know what it is, but I'll bet a pound note you've got it. I'm not kidding, you look like a ghost with an overcoat on. I said to her when you walked in, I said, it's a waste of time, this fella trying to get a long playing record. Florrie, who does he put you in mind of? You're Tom to a T. Isn't that right? You're Tommy. From there, dead spit. You've got what he had. You see, that was a shock. Thursday night, bright as rain. Friday morning, like a light. And this fellow'll do you no good, you know. Have you met him? Oh, no, you're not like him. He's a bad un. Not the proper doctor, you know, isn't he? No, he's off ill. Oh, this one's a right waste of time. Well, look at the trick he played on me. All I wanted was a sick note for a day off work. He could see there was nothing wrong with me. Made me strip right off. I wouldn't care, but I'd only wash for a stiff neck.
You're looking better. I say, you're looking much better. I've brought our Annie. Our Annie. She wanted to see you and she's going on her holidays. Only she might be away a fortnight. He's not a patch on what he was yesterday. I'm glad we didn't bring those lilies now. It's very warm in here. Has your Fred been? Not been? He's never been near. Never been near? I thought he'd have popped in. No, I thought he delivers the bread across the road. I blame her for a lot of this, you know. Hello, he's waving in that end bed. It's not his wife, you know. Tomorrow? Oh, good. He's going home tomorrow. She's brought his things. Oh, by the way, I'll ask him about those shoes. What about those shoes under the bed in the back room? Is it any use getting them soled and heeled? Has the doctor not said anything about going home? Has he said anything about going anywhere else? Only, I understood the sister to say they could do with his bed. He's not taking the slightest notice, you know. I think they must have given him something. I think they've given him something. How do you feel now?
I feel much better, Jamie Jackson.
He says he'd feel a lot better if you'd leave his grapes alone. See, are you getting on all right with the nurses?
That's a very good one, Bob. Did you what?
He likes the Welsh one best. He's got warmer hands than the others.
What? You don't like the tete-a-tete?
She's too strict. Well, don't you bother. We've brought you some books. Some books.
Put them on his locker.
No, it's no use leaving that. It's a cereal.
Not like our Jack, is he? Don't let him see you're upset. I don't think he's recognized me at all. I don't know what to see. Just let me see what it says on his chart. Oh, no wonder he didn't recognize us. This is not him. There's our Jack at the top end.
Putting it was for a check. Well, there's nothing much wrong with me, only the wife. When she gives me a pain in the neck. He felt at me pulse and looked at me tongue, then he asked me to cough like they do. Then he said, dear, oh dear, he said, step over here. I'm afraid I've some bad news for you. You're seeing too much of the telly. Len Fairclough has led you astray. You've watched Elsie Tanner till you've got her manner. What's more, you walk the same way. He said, try to see less of those adverts. That dog food will be your downfall. From the size of your belly, that marrowbone jelly is doing you no good. Said, you've seen too much of the telly. You've watched black and white now for weeks. Your mind's getting duller. Before we get colour, you want to get some in your cheeks. It's all these satirical programmes. They're making you morbid and vexed. Complaints there may be about BBC Three, but it's you they'll be taking off next. You've seen too much of the telly. So switch off and get the thing sold.
I can tell out of hand from the way that you stand, you've a touch of the vertical old. You've got your mind full of Bonanza. You're letting Ben Cartwright be boss. It's not just the twang of your Wyoming slang, it's the way you keep calling me hoss. Well, I pondered a bit, then I thought, this is it. All the sunshine will go from my life. I said, Doc, if it's true, I said, what shall I do? He said, can't you go back to your wife? I said, hardly, not yet. I've just bought a new set. I've got BBC Two in the place. He said, oh, what a strain. He said, that would explain why you've 625 lines on your page. You've seen too much of the telly. You're in a perpetual haze. It's your eyes, I can tell, cause I know you type well. You'll sit watching the test card for days. Try watching tonight with the plug out. Go home and get sat in that chair. Close the door and don't slam it. Through sitting here, damn it, I've gone and missed Dr. Kildare.
Follow the tea anywhere. But I bet it causes a few upsets at home.
Oh, I don't talk to me about football.
Pardon?
I say, don't talk to me about football. It's every Saturday alike.
I know.
They're like little children.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I nearly went mad when he already swapped his overcoat for a Cup tie ticket. Yeah. Travelling all the way to Sunderland on the back of a motorbike in his shirt sleeves.
Babe, yes. Well, I mean, it's the same with our Jack. He had us all up at 4:45 last Saturday morning. I put a handbell on his bugle where he wouldn't fall over him. I filled his flask and cut his sandwiches. And at 7:50 he's throwing a sulk because the baby wouldn't let him have his rattle.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, I dread Saturday morning coming round.
It's the same with our Jack. I wouldn't care if I could get a decent night's sleep. He will keep having this dream where they've got him playing right half. That's twice this week he's lobbed the hot water bottle on the landing. I don't mind him trying to take a corner with the pillow, but I do object to him getting me out of bed to change ends.
Well, I mean, the way mine talks, you'd think he was in the team.
It's the same with our Jack. He's ruined my best tablecloth, showing me how the 4-3-4 system works. What with the jam pot and the sauce bottle as fullback?
Yeah.
And using the butter knife to show me how they cut through the defence. I only asked him to pass the salt and he said, what, and run everybody offside?
Of course, these days, they play football all over the world, and there's nothing like the 90 minutes of exciting play stood there in that packed stand following the game. But how is it that every match there's always one you get stood next to who's got to put everybody right?
Come on, the Reds. Get stuck into it! Nicely. Oh, lovely, Cunley. Now get it down the middle. Down. Well, you're big Nelly. He's no idea. He couldn't punch a bus ticket. Never mind a ball. Now get up with it. Get up with it. Well, run after it then. What's the matter with Darnley? Does he want a ball of his own? Come in, number 7.
Just look at him fitting and fumbling about.
Get rid, man. Get rid. Why don't they drop him and play his missus? Offside. Offside, a mile. Get some glasses, Brett. Of course it was offside. Of course it was. Another 2 feet, he'd have to pay to get in the terraces. I should think so. Oh, never, never. Oh, look at that. Would you credit? It's chimney at the other side. Oh, look at that. Yes, ref, ref, he's playing for. Of course he is. Another free kick and we need two men to mark him. Nicely, Tolly. Lovely. Now get inside with it. Oh, lovely. Take your time, Wilson. Lovely. He's going through. He's going through. He must score. He must score. Oh, he must score. He must. Well, you big arthrope. Get up, Barrett. You're not hurt. Like a big soft kid. I'm not kidding. Somebody ruffled his hair. He wants his pants changing. Right. Now get it across. Come on, Calvey. You're going to have it dark. Like a cab horse. Boot it, man. Well, do something with it if it's only let it down. Well, you dirty foul. Behind you, Red. Behind you. Well, turn round your...